Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Flats and Shanks lockdown, quarantine, corona, COVID pod. I am David Flatman, and he is...
You sure are. I am Tom Shanklin.
You're mad. You're mad as a bloody hatter.
Oh, mate, I'm just trying to cheer myself up. That's all. I tell you what did cheer me up, though. Live rugby league today.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen it. Has it been on?
Yes, it was on. It was on this afternoon. It was the Broncos versus the Eels. It looked good.
Oh, I can't believe I missed that. I will catch up on that. That is... there's a highlights thing going around and I did a tweet about it. Because it was such a mega highlights reel. I mean, the hits are completely, they're just mental and you wouldn't last 10 seconds in union with that. But it's like the people who point out, it's such an awesome competition. The people that pile into you online saying, you think it's good safety, do you? Safety for players. If my missus saw that, she'd never let me play rugby again. You're like, okay, nice one, mate. It's clearly unsafe. You know, you're not... I get that, but also I enjoy watching boxing. I don't really want my daughters to do that, but it doesn't mean I don't enjoy watching it.
They don't have Jacqueline, you know, they don't have scrums, they don't have areas where, you know, it's, you can get knees to the head, you can hurt your neck more because of neck rolls and stuff in racking. So I've always wanted to know the actual, I mean, let's not get too deep on this, I mean, let's keep it upbeat, but the actual concussion difference between league and union, because there's no doubt in league hits are bigger because it's more confrontational. You know, they two or three carries up the middle, there's not much footwork, it's just big men on big men, and you don't have to use your arms, you can shoulder charge. But I'd like to see some stats on that, because we seem to get loads of concussions, loads in union, yet we don't hear about as many in league. And league is big, mate. You know, it might not be as big in the UK, but certainly Southern Hemisphere is huge.
I wonder if there's ever been a study on how many concussions there are now. It's almost like, you know, you talk to someone from, I don't know, an 80-year-old, and you say, well, no one had depression in my day or anxiety, and now so many people have got it. Is that because nobody was recording it then, or because nobody had it? I think it's probably the former. But it's like, actually, do we know if there are loads more concussions than there used to be now because of the physiques and the laws or whatever, but we weren't recording it, so maybe we don't know, but there just seem to be so many head knocks now, don't there?
Anyway, I loved watching a bit of it. I didn't watch it all, because I had to train and shower and get myself ready for this pod, but it was good. It's just good to see live sport back on, mate. It's like a little glimmer of hope. Yeah. You know, if they're doing it with rugby league and a contact sport like rugby union in the Southern Hemisphere, you just hope at some stage it's going to filter up north into northern part of world. And we can see it. I got really excited last night, mate. 9:30, I went outside. I was looking to see SpaceX, you know, Elon Musk's rocket.
Yeah.
Cancelled it last minute.
Oh, because it didn't need bad weather.
No, so there's a crash up in space, a bit of traffic.
I was there.
On the M4 up to orbit. No, weather, mate, weather.
Oh, what a shame.
Saturday. It's down for Saturday.
You know, they've allowed contact training in rugger again now, so we're almost back, fella. We're almost back.
Yep.
On the sidelines in silly coats and impractical shoes, gobbing off. This is what I would have done they keep doing that. I would never have done that. They're not as good as I was. The end.
Because you know you get better. You know you get better with time after you retire.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Now, we're back to one pod a week at the moment because, as we said, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. You know, we're getting back to normality. This is like a step forward. This is a positive step. We're still doing Instagram Lives on Mondays, 12:30. And I said on Monday that I'm going to start with a joke, all right? I can't palm this off as a story because a duck walks into a pub and orders a pint of beer and a ham sandwich, okay? The barman looks at him and says, "Hang on, you're a duck." And the duck says, "Yeah, well, your eyes are working and you can talk," the barman explains. The duck says, "Yeah, well, your ears are working as well. Now, if you don't mind, I'll have a beer and a sandwich, please." So the barman says, "Fine, that's fine." Pours him a pint, gives the duck a sandwich and says, "What are you doing around this area, mate?" And the duck says, "Well, I'm working on a building site across the road. I'm a plasterer." Now, the barman's... So the barman's like, he's flabbergasted, and the duck pulls out a paper, starts reading it, enjoying his beer and his sandwich. Anyway, this happens for 2 weeks, all right? And then one day, the circus comes to town, and the ringmaster comes into the pub, and the barman says to him, "You were the circus, aren't you?" And he goes, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I've got this duck that'll just be brilliant in your circus. He talks, he drinks beer, eats sandwiches, reads the papers, everything." And the ringmaster says, "Oh, wow, that's amazing." And hands him over like a business card and says, "Right, get him to give me a call." You with me so far, yeah?
Yeah.
So anyway, the next day, duck comes back in and Barman says, "Hello, Mr. Duck. I reckon I could line you up with a top job that pays really good money." Duck says, "Yeah, it's great. Always looking for like next little job. Where is it?" And the barman says, "It's a circus." The duck says, "The circus?" The barman says, "Yeah, that's right." The duck says, "The circus with a big tent." And the barman says, "Yeah, with all the animals who live in cages and performers who live in caravans." The barman goes, "Yeah, and the tent has canvas sides and a big canvas roof and a hole in the middle." And the barman says, "Yeah, that's right." And the duck shakes his head and says, "Well, what the fuck are they going to want with a plasterer?" I had to swear at the end there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yes,
excuse my language. It just sounded better. Like, you know, you try and tell Samuel Jackson not to swear.
Exactly. Very good.
You could tell your kids that one, but maybe just don't drop the F-bomb.
That's good, that. I am going to tell my kids that, and I'm going to claim it.
There we are.
Very good boy.
Well, played golf yesterday.
Hey, yes. Oh. Everyone's getting back out there. How is it?
It's good, enjoying it? Yeah. It's
we
call it AirPod golf because you can't play in a two-ball or a three-ball, you've got to play individually. But if you've got a couple of mates, pop in the AirPods, you have a chat.
The AirPods, that's so nice. And I'm not a golfer, but I expect it's a really nice way to actually spend a few hours of your life cruising around. Are you wearing sun cream?
Oh, mate, it's a treat. It's an absolute treat. Yeah, sun cream, I wear a hat. And because, like, I'd make Jimmy Rainbird tees off first, then make Bubs, and I tee off last. But because you sort of tee off when they're halfway down the fairway, you hit your shot and they point to where your ball is. So you don't have to look for it. It's like a much better format. But
that's great.
Yeah. I've had a couple of Dominic Cummins though, haven't I?
Go on.
Long drives, out of bounds. I've had that sent to me so many times.
I haven't had that one yet. I've had the, did you send it to me, the in-betweeners one? They're driving along in Jay's car.
Oh.
Lockdown, yes.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
One of those things, like, everyone is so angry about it. And I think, well, not everyone, but lots of people are so angry about it. I think, absolutely understand their anger, but I just refuse to be angry about this stuff because it's
not
like,
at all. There's so many people I know doing the same. You know, I know he's in a position where he advises the government. He's not an MP, but he's an advisor, and I'm sure he's a top advisor because he's been around for a long, long time. I just think, I can believe, you know, he's coming down with symptoms, his wife's coming down with symptoms, there's no childcare. They need to go to the family's home where they've got separate dwellings. But the only thing is he had to drive to a castle for an eye test.
It's just,
the best bit.
The reason I'm not angry about it isn't because I think it's okay what he did. He literally made the rules, and I think it's a shambles, and he should have been sacked, and it's a disgrace. But I do think, like, me in my little house in Bath getting all angry about it. It's just going to ruin my day. It's not going to ruin his.
But what if he's unbelievable for the government? What if he's a visionary? What if he is just invaluable?
Well, I think he's not. I think he's not. But I mean,
you don't know. Who knows?
No, we don't know. But one thing, Matt Haig, the writer, who put a brilliant tweet out. He said, "Hey, all those people going hard or defending Dominic Cummings, he doesn't care about you."
No.
I actually think that's right. He doesn't give a toss.
I also think the hounding of him by the press. I mean, they're not keeping their distance. They're not keeping 2 meters.
No, it's horrible.
So, but you know, could he have had a massive argument with his missus? Needed to get out of the house for a bit. Drove to a castle. Took in the sights. Or did he take her with him?
Not allowed.
Hmm.
You know, it's just read the accounts of people who weren't able to visit dying relatives. It's like, mate, you're a disgrace. But. Lying is basically allowed now. You see, Twitter, for the very first time, which is also an absolute disgrace, put a fact check message on one of Donald Trump's tweets because he's just full of it and lies and makes stuff up and he's just not very bright. They finally put a fact check warning, whatever it's called, on one of his messages. And it's like, it's taken you years to do that, but at least they've done it.
Very true.
Absolute scandal.
Now, this is Thursday, the 28th of May, we're recording. Now, tomorrow, we've got a little treat for you. We as in you, David, and I.
Yeah.
England v. Wales, 2015, pool game. Second game up. I think England beat Fiji, Wales, Uruguay. Big game.
You say pool game, round two, doesn't sound that big, does it?
No, but it's Wales v. England. It's a World Cup. The pool... let's not forget, had Australia, England and Wales. You know, 3 men enter, 2 men leave. So, you know, there was a lot riding on this. We cover it for Rugby World Cup, delivered to you by DHL. And it's a different take, isn't it? It's going to be shown Friday at 7 o'clock on Rugby World Cup YouTube and Facebook channels.
This is not just a replay of the game. This is a replay of the game. With his nibs and me talking over it, mucking about, chatting about stuff. And there were we did one the other week, didn't we? And some people were like, I just wanted to watch the game. Didn't want anyone talking. Yeah, no, I think they didn't quite know what it was. It was like, you can watch that on YouTube, mate. It's on there.
Yeah. But you get insight here. You get insight into names, nicknames. And not all nicknames are bad names, all right? It was enjoyable, really enjoyed it, and hopefully we'll do a little bit more with them. We're trying to do like the 10 best moments of Rugby World Cup history, aren't we? Which is actually quite difficult to narrow down. Just thought of another one, haven't I? Tip tackle Sam Warburton, Vincent Clerc.
Oh, it's just typical Sam Warburton cheap shot, wasn't it?
Yeah. And you know, people think he's the Gary Lineker of rugby. He's not.
And Pete, you know, we know him behind the scenes. He absolutely despises the French, doesn't he?
Mate, he wears Motorhead T-shirts. He's mental.
And he not as much as he hates the Irish, but he does half hate the French, doesn't he? He's always on about it.
Yeah.
Warbers.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he's not, but it's a good story.
Warren Gatland hates the Irish the most, though.
Of course he does. Can't stand him. He loves the English.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com Acast.com/host.
What have you been up to, big lad?
Oh, well, it's funny you should ask. Not a lot. I've discovered Wisting on BBC iPlayer, which I think might be good, although it's a Norwegian...
So you.
I mentioned it on the Instagram the other day. It's a Norwegian, what do you call it? Something Scandinavian noir, our mate Dorse. I think it could be really good so far, but I found a couple of bits in it where I'm like, would that happen? She's annoying. There's like, so the FBI basically are called to Norway for the first time in 30 years or something to assist with a case because it involves an American. And I'm not ruining it here, but the lady arrives and it's a bit like, you know, it's like, right, we want you to be really aggressive FBI lady and you only dress in black and you're really aggressive for no reason. It's like,
yeah,
you're not in the army. You're just, I don't know, it's a bit much for me. But anyway, I think it could be really good.
Okay.
I had my nails painted, fingernails, by the girls and by my friend's daughter, actually.
Metrosexual.
Online. We did it online, so she sort of directed it and they did some cool, funny patterns on my fingers. And I've today done some topless bench press in the garden with my new elbow sleeves.
Okay. I'm doing topless weights at the moment as well.
And are you?
Yeah, but I'm pure, not because the little gym I've converted has got loads of mirrors in and I can look at myself, but it's because of my carbon footprint, mate. I'm saving washing. It's huge.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's huge. Shall I tell you what I've watched recently? Yeah. I've tried White Lines on Netflix.
Same.
I got one episode in. Now, I'd like...
Yeah.
People, can you let me know whether I should stick with it or not? Because
I've done 2.5 and I'm struggling with it.
There's some really good actors in it that I like from other shows, but I'm struggling a little bit. But the creator of that also created or wrote The Money Heist, which I love. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I never watched that either.
It's really good, mate. You should watch it. It's really good. And I don't know if you've stumbled across this yet on Netflix, History 101.
Oh, just heard about it.
Okay, so really short episodes, looking at 25 minutes about key instances around the world. So one is on nuclear power, which is really interesting, and how the world became reliant on nuclear power and the lessons learned, you know, when you think of Chernobyl and other big old disasters, but Chernobyl was obviously the biggest. Middle East.
Well, Chernobyl drop off if you get it wrong, won't it?
Yeah, that's why I should never wear Ukrainian underwear. The Middle East oil sort of conflict.
Yeah,
good. I've watched that. I've also watched one on China and how China has become a superpower because it was viewed probably 30, 40 years ago as like a third world country. And all of a sudden, then they just become absolutely massive. Here's a little stat for you that I remembered. They used more concrete from 2011 to 2013 than America did in 100 years.
Wow.
Yep. So.
Wow.
So there we are. That shows you the size of their infrastructure there. It's massive.
Cripes.
But really interesting as to how China has become the superpower. And how, you know, they predicted, I think, maybe 10 years' time to actually overtake America in sort of GDP.
Wow, okay, so I'm going to have a look at that. For some reason, I thought it was for kids. It's not for kids, it's for grown-ups.
Yeah, your kids will really enjoy it.
Yeah,
no, they
mine
won't.
Might not.
No, they won't. But there's other stuff as well. There's
Philistines.
There's episodes on robots, DNA, I'm just watching now, AIDS. I think there's sort of 10 episodes, but it's good, mate. And they're short and sharp, so, you know, if you've got half hour at lunchtime or, you know, when the kids go to bed, smash through it. Or you could probably watch it on the toilet on your iPhone and that'll cover the 20 minutes.
Couple of episodes. do you watch the DNA one thinking this is interesting but slightly worried looking at your phone in case it rings one day?
Have you ever had to give fingerprints?
Yes.
Yeah, same.
You're about to say I've never.
I didn't think you would. But then I realised you're from Kent, so.
Nothing else to do there except crime. Thing is, mate, I grew up on the mean streets. You know that.
Mm.
Problem is, I've got
dipped them in caviar, didn't they?
My mum sends me these lovely videos of my brother, right?
Yeah.
And then she just started saying, can you put them on Instagram, please? And I'm like, why do you want these on Instagram? Like, there's no need, you know, I don't... It's like, I can if you want, but... And she's like, well, he loves it. So he turns on mum's phone, goes on Instagram, and she only, like, follows, like, three people. So... And she doesn't post. So he sees it and he saw himself on it and went absolutely mad and loved it. So she's like, can you put the other one on? And I'm like, yesterday she was like, he's getting annoyed. He checks every breakfast time and he's not on it. He's getting peeved, she said.
Has he got an account?
No. Okay. He's a night. Yeah, just, you know what it'd be. It'd just be topless bodybuilders and stuff, female bodybuilders. He's a nightmare. But it's like, the problem is my mum and dad have got this amazing house. So, like, every third comment is,
yeah,
oh, house. It's like, no, I never lived there, mate. I never lived there. Mm. I was going to put that in the post just to stop people saying, oh, yeah, it's all right for you. It's like, well, okay.
To the point where you're probably looking at some sort of private security, make sure that you and your kids are safe and, yeah, you're not held to ransom.
It's like Dominic Cummings. I just start my parents getting doorstepped. You know, are you keeping a disabled man captive? You know, that's because he obviously is struggling on those vids.
They're lovely videos, though, mate. I mean, I don't feel bad. You know, yeah, just pass them my way and I'll just tell him to F off. Actually, the best person, apart from Lord Sugar, to tell someone to get lost is Jiffy. Okay?
Yeah, he doesn't muck about, does he? Oh, no.
Just one word answers. Knob, a lot of the time.
Yeah. Stephen Jones doesn't play games either, the Times writer. No. He doesn't play games. It's not my style, but it doesn't mean it shouldn't be anyone else's. I quite enjoy watching that. I always think the person who I reckon probably gets the most grief per tweet is probably Stuart Barnes in our world. But he says what he thinks, so what if people disagree? I think that's fine.
And Andy Goode, don't forget him.
Yeah, Goody as well. So they would get a lot of stick back. But I honestly think there'll be some people who kind of caught that sort of attention and stick, but hate it, but they feel like they've got to keep going. And there are some people, I think, who genuinely enjoy getting stick from people because...
Piers Morgan, there's one.
Yeah, I think they must enjoy it, or they just wouldn't do it.
No. Now, Flats, I did try and get a guest on today, but it's difficult. I mean, where'd you go after we've had sort of Jason Fox, Sir Chris Hoy, Matthew Reeves? It's hard. I mean, we do want to go at the gutter. I tried to get Marlon Williams back on just because a different insight now from the Nugget, because, you know, he previously was a corporate, you know, man of leisure. Now he is Welsh team manager, you know, big job that. So,
well, he technically had a job, didn't he? But I never saw him do any work, did you?
Not really, no. And they sort of searched high and low in Wales for someone that is really good at drinking red wine. Someone who's good crack on tour.
Do you not want the job? Because I know they asked you to start with.
Not for me, mate. I'm making a shitload out of computers. But
they asked Gary Powell as well, didn't they, if he wanted to do it? And Dean Colcroft, the hooker, they asked him.
Gary Powell's still selling cars, mate. And doing office space, actually. And doing office space, I think.
Well, office space is all well and good, but he's never sold me a car, mate.
You don't want what he's got, mate. You don't cut shuts.
I don't want them clocked, mate. That's why I would never buy a car in Wales.
How many miles has it done, Gare? How many do you want it to have done, Shanks?
Yeah. Remember Greg Bottomman, the hooker from Sarries? Was he there the year you joined?
No, but I played with him at London Welsh, and I went on tour with him, actually, to Kenya with Middlesex Sevens.
Botsy, of course you did. Jeff Rotterman. Greg Bottomman, just one of the great 80 minutes of rugby at hooker. Played hundreds of games for Sarries, amateur and pro. Like, and the end of the game, 80 minutes in the mud, Botsy, skin is perfect, tanned, hair, sweat back with like coconut oil, cocoa butter, perfect, just smelled amazing. He makes glass, I don't quite know what it is, but he makes glass for stuff, big buildings or commercial glass maker, whatever. But one of his company has been, he's repurposed his manufacturing plants and making masks and PPE. And he's the one who made the masks and loads of the PPE or whatever it was, and protective screens for the Nightingale hospitals in London.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
A bloody Botsy.
Yeah. I remember we're on this Saracens group, and he sent a text saying, you know, if any industry that you know of needs any PPE, me do you a good deal. But anyway, we'll try to get Nugget on. But
yeah.
he said there's too many loopholes now. Now he's big time in the union. You know, he's got to ask permission from Vanya Pivak. And if he's not around, Stephen Jones. And if he's not around, Carcass, the physio. So, yeah, he said...
And if he's not around, Shane Williams. Yeah, it's not easy.
He said, no. I said, oh, don't worry, mate. We won't give him any stick. But, yeah, bigger than the game now. That's the problem.
But it, I think...
Gone to his head.
I think it probably was a good decision that he didn't come on. But, no, I don't know. See, we'd be all right. We're not trying to stitch anyone up. That's
no, I just wanted to find out, you know, what the boys are doing, what the plan is, you know, how Wales are keeping track of players, of fitness levels. Is it any different to club level, or is it just club level sort of coaching and giving training plans to players? You know, all this sort of stuff. What he's up to now.
But also, has Warby calmed down on the lash at all? Because if Warby's coaching the breakdown and stuff, mate, he needs to chill out, doesn't he, a bit? Because you can't be getting in at 8 in the morning coaching at 9.
Boys reckon they call him whiskey breath.
My mate's dad went on a blind date once.
Yeah.
And he said before he went on, they were told a couple of things. So don't speak to Cilla Black, the late Cilla Black, the late great Cilla Black. Don't speak to her until she speaks to you. Don't touch her. And don't mention the smell of alcohol in her breath.
Really?
It's not a very nice thing to say, but it is what my friend's dad was told.
Well, I was joking about the boys calling Warby whiskey breath. They call him the exorcist.
Why?
Because when he leaves the bar, all the spirits go with him. He's just mental, mate. He's mental. But he's it seems like he's doing well, mate. He's set up like SW7 Academy, so training like a pro.
What I really worry about is him is, and it's a taboo subject, and you can't really talk about it because of body image things, but I worry about how fat he is.
He's airbrushed.
He's very fat. He's very, very fat. He's in terrible nick. I just did some bench in the garden. I did about 35, 40 minutes of bench and nothing else, just to test out my new elbow sleeves. Then I had a really healthy salmon, a new potato salad from the salmon I did on the Traeger last night. And I just had a little burger with cheese on it on the side.
A chaser, I call it.
Chaser, burger chaser. And I feel like Warby's probably skipping the burger chaser.
Well, he's got, what's the lady he used to photograph of the son? Beverly. He's got her doing all his social media, airbrushes the F out of him, honestly. Like,
knew it.
Takes a picture of him and then just adds veins, size, definition.
Is airbrush easy to use? Like, could I learn to use it on my iPhone?
We don't need it, mate. We don't need it.
No, just for other people.
Yeah, you got a friend, haven't you? About your height, your build.
The thing is, you do topless weights in the house. I did topless weights in the back garden and it's overlooked. So I'm thinking, this is not great for the neighbours. And I caught a little glimpse of myself in the kitchen window and thought, you are not in the nick you used to be, and the nick you used to be in wasn't that great.
You should probably get your parents to build like a David Lloyd in their garden. You've got the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got 12 tennis courts, 39 acres. They haven't. They've sold their house now, boy.
Are you any good at tennis? Just out of interest.
Well, funny you should ask. Very good. I'm excellent. I'm competent. I'm competent. But my elbows are crap, hence the new elbow sleeves, hence the advice I gave you on elbows.
Have you got a one-handed or a two-handed backhand?
One.
Real,
you?
Real man. Can't say that anymore. Real person. Strong person. One, mate. One.
Yeah.
Strong wrists.
One, I don't mind a Steffi Graf backhand slice either. That puts the cat amongst the pigeons when I'm out there.
Yeah, the Federer.
I'll just drop it. I'll put a lot of chew on it. Game over. By the way, how's your golf? Are you playing well?
Played on, what day is it today? Tuesday, I think. Went around 3 over, 10 holes. So that's all right. It's pretty decent. Yesterday, 5 over. So doing all right. Getting back there, but. I mean, I talk about the AirPods. We want to play in four balls.
Yeah.
Really. But there's some more news coming from Mark Drakeford, who's the First Minister of Wales.
Yeah.
That's coming on Friday, tomorrow, which hopefully will relax the rules a little bit, as is happening in England at the moment. So maybe you're able to play with someone else outside of your household coming up. So,
well, let me say this to you. We know that Twitter is not the real world and it doesn't actually represent what people think, because hardly anyone's actually on it in reality. Look at the last election. But Twitter is basically saying everyone's given up lockdown. I'm out and about, sort of not doing a huge amount, but whenever I actually drove through Bath today, I was actually delivering some food to somebody, because I'm just a great guy. Drove through Bath, and it is not a ghost town, but it's not far off. People have not given up lockdown.
No.
The vast majority of people are still doing the right stuff.
I do see a lot of beaches, though, which have been packed over this. Like, but I just think, if I knew there was a beach close to me and it was going to be heaving, I just wouldn't go there.
Nope. No interest.
And also cyclists. I'm sorry. But, you know, I cycle down the bay with the kids, and you see coffee shops on the way. There's groups of big groups all congregate together, not social distancing. Yeah. You know, they're a different breed. But no, we've not given up on it, mate. We're still staying strong.
Do the right stuff. I tell you who.
So we're told otherwise, right?
One of the only really big groups I've seen was motorbikers. And I thought, motorbike's fine because you've got a helmet on. You're not breathing in, but they're all just standing in the car park having a big meet-up, basically. And I was just like, that looks like it shouldn't be allowed. And there's no social distancing at all. And there were probably 30 or 40 bikes. And I love the old biking community. I've been out on my bike this morning doing that delivery I told you about in Bath. And I love it. And I nod at other motorbikers you go past, brother, sister. Yeah. Do the little nod, but I'm just like, no, you probably should be doing that.
Yeah, it's like my mum asked if she could come round and see us sit in the garden. I said, no, not yet. There's a lot of media outside my house as well, just looking for a snap, looking for a little nip slip or something from me.
We can't risk it, can you?
No.
You can't risk it.
No. So I said, just wait till Monday. I'm sure we'll have some good news then. But as I said, mate, seeing live sport back on the TV is great.
It's great, and I didn't realise it was actually starting today. I've lost track of days, but I'm going to get hold of that. I actually love watching NRL.
Yeah.
I prefer it to Super League.
I used to love watching Super League probably 20 years ago now, maybe 15 years ago, because there was no rugby on a Friday night, and that used to be like the Super League night, you know, so you had you had the big derbies of St Helens and Wigan and Bradford Bulls and Leeds. You know, there were huge games. Like people like Chris Joint used to wear like a Vulcan on the knee.
My favourite Chris Joint.
And he can shift as well.
I mistakenly thought he played for Wigan, obviously Saints. Kieran Cunningham.
Oh. Yes.
Oh,
I know.
Radlinski, I loved.
Yeah. Gary Connolly.
Joe Lydon.
Yes.
Oh, but Ellery Hanley is obviously the master. Jason Robinson and Ellery Hanley are like the gods. But no one could touch Jace. He almost doesn't count. It's like, if you're talking about the best players, it's like, well, just put Jason out of the conversation. Put him in his own category.
Mark O'Fire?
Then talk about the others. Yeah, O'Fire was wonderful, but...
He's got a statue in Wembley.
He just couldn't... No one created something from nothing like Jason. No way.
Yeah.
But what a player.
Yeah, yeah. And made the step across really seamlessly as well.
Yeah.
Too quick, if anything.
Yeah, I did a... You know, we do loads of events together and stuff, as you know. You've been there. And it's like... I was like, did you find it easy coming over? And he was like, well... Yeah, it's fine. Just do what I do. Just give me the ball and I'll beat people. And I knew I could do that. So the rest of it is kind of like, yeah, I'll work on that. He obviously did. But it's like something nuts. Like 6 months after he swapped codes, he was playing for the Lions or in a World Cup.
Yeah, I know. But it is easier. I know he played 15 a lot, but it's easier to switch across to play on the wing because your role doesn't change as much. You know, it's a lot harder for like a centre, I'd say, or I'd probably say centre or a back row, because a lot of the job and a lot of the work you do is the same. But
yeah, it's just learning that new stuff, and yeah, that'd be quite difficult. But yeah, he was something else. I still love it every now and again when a Christian Cullen highlight reel pops up.
Oh, there was one showed yesterday again of him scoring a try from like his own line.
Yeah,
just sheer pace. I actually don't mind the old Jiffy one either, because...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, granted, right, they couldn't tackle back in the day, but he still had buckets of pace.
and he wasn't just quick.
No.
You know, like we've all had sprinters join training and on a trial or see what they're like, and you're like, no, mate, all you are is quick.
And he knows, obviously, like he's a hero for a lot of people. You know, you talk about people growing up who were heroes. Loads and loads of people always say sort of Jiffy was. But loves to retweet anything he's in, always does. You know, so if you're looking for a little bit of interaction with Jonathan Davis on Twitter, just tweet a video of him scoring a try and he'll respond. Like, ha, those were the days. Good times. It's easy.
I watched the final episode of SAS Who Dares Wins last night.
Yeah.
You seen it?
No.
Joey Essex didn't. I mean, they're at their absolute limit, so it's not their real personalities.
They've
I'm
emptied
sure,
the tank, haven't they?
Empty. And he didn't perhaps come across as the most team-oriented player over the course of the series.
I mean, I like him. I think he's funny. He likes to tell us how clever he is.
Yep. Yep. You know when someone tells you repeatedly they're rich and you think, why are you telling me that? And are you?
Mm.
Why would you tell me that if you really were?
Mm.
He tells you repeatedly that he's intelligent.
Mm. I saw the clip of Tony Bello and at Middleton when he leaves the course.
Yeah.
It was quite a nice clip.
Yeah.
Proper love between them both. And I love the way Bello's gone, how he's changed. Something's clicked inside me. I'm changed now. I'm fucking changed.
I wonder if he has changed his whole life.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a big lump, mind.
Yep. And aggression. Oh my
way
God.
Too much aggression, especially when they were doing like the murder ball or the milling. I can't believe they actually let him mill. I mean, if there's someone you don't and shouldn't, for health and safety reasons, allowed. I think he just took punches though, didn't he?
Yeah, he wasn't allowed to hit anyone, but then he lost his rag. He massively lost his rag and started like hitting out, pushing out and lashing out a little bit, and he lost it. He couldn't control it. But like no one there can hurt him. You know, and he's a big man with a lot of aggression and the ability to deploy a lot of...
Don't know, mate. I reckon power. I could mentally. I mean, I've made people cry with my banter.
Mainly audiences.
Oh, I tell you what I had the other day, which was delicious. I had crispy duck pancakes.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
What was the, I didn't quite get the duck do gag you put on Instagram. I didn't quite get it.
Well, I said, what's a duck? Has anyone got a spare duck do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a duck do?
Quack, quack.
Whee!
A hammerful. Banging in nails. But, mate, it was delicious. Because I ordered it from Field and Flower, and I thought, and I'm going to have to get pancakes, and I'm going to have to get the plum sauce to go with it. But all included. 45 minutes in the oven. Just need a little bit of cucumber. Oh, mate.
Very, very good.
I could eat that every day for lunch.
Oh, you can order that from Field and Flower, can you? Like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, boy.
Oh, right. I haven't ordered that before.
Yeah, boy.
Gets on it.
Yeah. No, you just order full ducks, mate, and get your kids to baste them.
Correct. The whole side of salmon last night on the Traeger fella. Woocher.
What'd you
it's
put
so
on
there? Easy.
What'd
it's you put like on a legend. Just Traeger fin and feather rub. So good.
I put a bit of hoisin sauce and soy sauce. I marinated it in that with some chili flakes and garlic. Yeah, just marinating that and then cook it.
You're a big marinader. I don't do any marinating. Maybe I should get into that.
You're more of a rubber. You always have been, mate.
I am, yeah.
Always it's been into probably, rubs.
It's just easier.
Mm.
Yeah.
When was the last massage you had out of interest?
Oh.
In this country, sorry.
Oh, sorry. I did have a massage. No, actually, can't remember.
No, nor can I. I used to love them when I was playing.
Oh,
I
hated them.
Really? Oh, no, it was nice on the legs. Not so much the shoulders, but like hamstrings, quads, calves. Well, not actually calves hurt too much, but...
Right, so what did you love?
Really relaxing. Hamstrings and quads, mate. And a back massage, but, you know, I didn't get a bad back, like, or tight shoulders like you would, which would probably be quite painful. But I've not had one for ages. I might treat myself to one when this is over.
Mine was more about, like, I hated it and only did it when I was forced to do it or if I was injured and they made me do it because I don't enjoy it. And I remember like I was trying to get a bench PB, so I had my chest done.
Ooh, they're like, sore. That is sore.
Like chest release done like 8 weeks in a row, building up for a PB when I had an Achilles injury or a leg injury or whatever. And I was like, right, said to the coach, what do you
think? What's PB
right,
stand for, mate?
What?
What's PB? What?
Paul Burke.
Okay.
Going for a PR. So it's like, right, got to get it up. Worked.
Did it?
Yeah.
I tell you, I've had my pecs done and I found it excruciating.
That's minging.
Yeah. Yeah. Nearly as minging as when you have a shoulder op, and you'll know more than me because you've had 20. But after you had the op, after like, say, 6 to 8 weeks when it's healed, when you've got to stretch it because you get like frozen shoulder and you've got to do it every day.
Oh my God.
Now that is horrific.
I still wonder if I didn't do it enough. That's why my shoulders are still tight now.
That's why you can't play darts.
Yeah.
Or snooker.
I can't throw a cricket ball. Mm. Overarm.
Yeah, but you just play softball, mate. It's all underarm.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Right, fella.
Is that it? Is that us?
Well, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, quick one. We're nearly 40 minutes now, so that's enough for half a session.
That'll do, won't it?
Yeah. I mean, if there's any guests that we haven't had on, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, animals maybe, that you want us to try and secure for you, hear their thoughts, just let us know. I mean, pick good ones though, okay? You know,
don't pick the obvious ones, but you can if you want. But let's get original.
We'll go all sports as well, all right? Because we know a little bit about everything.
Yeah.
Beach volleyball, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck to you, fella.
Okay. I can see you're busy. You need to shoot off. You've had a delivery, haven't you? Something new come in. Something pointless that you're never going to use again. By the way, the sushi rolls that I ordered to help roll sushi, never going to use them again.
Yep. Never going to use them. I tell you what, it was one of two deliveries coming today. One is a cream tea from a company in Bath that delivering cream teas. The other one is a miniature hatchet to chop up little bits of wood for my portable grill.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Little things. I look forward to the photos of that on Instagram with 10 people tagged in. All right.
Well, I've just got to try and get my brother involved in more posts because he does really well for me. And it's like, I don't want a bit too obvious, but I do want to try and raise public opinion of me and raise interactions by using his disability because it's really working for me at the moment.
Yeah, well, all right.
That's not too cynical, is it?
Take the badge out of your Range Rover then, mate. You don't need it, all right?
Remember when Gimpy used to offer you those for 50 quid? Mate, I'll get you one of them. I'll sort you out one of them. I think they were orange then, or I can't remember if they were still blue, but I'll sort you one of them out, mate, £50. I was like, 50 quid, that's not that much. He goes, I'll get your passport for a grand.
Doctor on call, that's what I want.
What a legend.
Yeah.
What a legend.
Okay, right. That's
well
it.
Well done, guys. Well done, boy.
Hopefully we'll see some of you 12:30, Instagram Live, all right, Monday.
Oh, it's going to be bloody mad, isn't it?
MIMO. Do you know what that stands for?
No.
Miss it, miss out. It's just street talk, right?
Excellent. FUBU. See you later, mate.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.